The Rockefeller Mirror, Part 2, with a recap of a single verse. He drifted nameless through the realms of dream towards his prize, and now he saw it clearly. It shone before his eyes. "Open," he commanded boldly, "yours is mine to see. As God is my commander, I am God, and you are me." But the box did not obey him, for it had its own agenda. "I cannot show you anything," it said, "except surrender. Will you cast aside all ideas of who you are? Will you release your fortune, give away your favourite car? Will you relinquish power in the name of what is true? For only then are you equipped to see the real you. If I showed you what's to see before the time was right, it would burn you to a cinder, for the light of truth is bright." "Show me," he commanded in his mighty lion's roar. "There is no path that's closed to me. I pass through every door." And so the box surrendered through the simple art of choice. It had warned him of the risks in a pure and simple voice. Bolts slid back and hinges creaked. The lid began to rise, and the light of truth, released and free, shone full upon his eyes. He screamed and tried to break away from horror and from shame. He screamed for pity, clemency, and someone else to blame. "But you are God," replied the box. "This cross is yours to bear. The world is your creation. It reflects your lack of care. Let your actions' repercussions climb into your heart, and if, as God, you choose it, let them blow your soul apart." "No," he screamed, "I shall not die. As God, I choose to live." "Then surrender," boomed the box, "like as water through a sieve. Pass through me and let me filter fear from your field. If you want to stay as one, you're going to have to yield." "No, I can't, I'm scared," he stammered. "Please, don't make me go." He closed his streaming eyes and cried, "I do not wish to know." "But I am you," the box responded. "You are my reflection, a frequency of light and sound that's wandered off direction. You are love's expression, simply waiting to express it. You live beneath the fear that has taught you to repress it. Let yourself be truth as the expression of your being. Let yourself be love. It's a whole new way of seeing." And in sudden recognition of the beauty and the grace, the Rockefeller let the box shine fully on his face. His heart was opened wide in surrender and ascension, and now he's brought it back to share in this, the third dimension. His work is subtle, soft in volume, deep in the elite. You won't see him in the news. You could pass him in the street. But the voice of truth is whispering, turning dark to light. So though some things seem clear-cut, they're never black or white.